Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's edition is powered by TD Ameritrade. When it comes to investing, each of us does it in our own unique way. From TD Ameritrade's award-winning technology to personalized guidance, they have everything you need to invest on your terms. Visit tdameritrade.com/ytda to get started. Why 2018 was a breakout year for open source deals, by Clint Finley. At the beginning of 2018, it didn't seem like the open source movement could get any bigger. Android, the world's most popular mobile operating system, websites including Facebook and Wikipedia, and a growing number of gadgets have open source software under the hood, literally in the case of cars. The world's largest companies, including Walmart and JP Morgan Chase, not only use open source, but have released their own open source software so the rest of the world can modify and share their code. Then in June, Microsoft announced plans to buy GitHub, the platform used by millions of developers and companies, including Google and Walmart, to host popular open source projects for $7.5 billion. 4 months later, IBM said it will buy Red Hat, a company that open sources all of its products, for $34 billion, one of the biggest acquisitions in tech history. The Red Hat and GitHub acquisitions overshadowed some smaller deals that in another year would have been big news in the open source community, including Salesforce's $6.5 billion acquisition of MuleSoft, which helps companies move applications to the cloud, Adobe's $1.68 billion acquisition of e-commerce company Magento, and AT&T's acquisition of Alien Vault, which makes an open source security management system for an undisclosed amount. It's not that these companies are new to open source. AT&T, for example, released an open source AI platform last year. But it's still a big deal to see Microsoft, which pioneered the modern software industry, and IBM, tech's most venerable company, go all in on open source. This year's acquisitions are significant risks for the two companies. If Microsoft alienates GitHub users, it could lose the goodwill it's built in the developer community in recent years. And $34 billion is a lot of money even for a behemoth like IBM. The company's willingness to take on these risks signals that they see open source not as a fad or an adjunct, but as a core part of how companies will make software in the future. Even as open source has found acceptance in the business world, it still faces challenges. Linus Torvalds is the creator of the open source operating system Linux, which is found at the heart of Android, the Amazon Echo, Tesla displays, and many more products. In September, Torvalds apologized for years of unprofessional behavior and announced that the project would finally adopt a code of conduct to establish rules governing how the project's contributors would behave and treat one another. The decision provoked an immediate and ongoing backlash, particularly in the form of harassment toward Coraline Ada Emke, the programmer and activist who wrote the code of conduct adopted by Linux and many other open source projects. Meanwhile, even as companies like Red Hat and MuleSoft attract multi-billion dollar acquisitions, other open source projects struggle to find sustainable business models to pay developers to maintain projects. When popular but unprofitable projects go unmaintained, it can lead to security issues, such as critical vulnerabilities discovered in 2014 in OpenSSL, used by nearly every site that processes credit card transactions, and Bash, which is included in many operating systems. In November, a popular open source module was used to spread malware. Revenue concerns led Redis Labs, which makes a popular open source database, to adopt a controversial new licensing scheme this year that limits how others can use its software and that critics say deviates from open source principles. Meanwhile, the Netflix for open source company Tidelift, which raised $15 million in venture capital this year, is trying to apply Red Hat's business model to smaller open source projects by signing up customers for a single support subscription fee covering multiple projects. The past year underscored just how big open source won, but 2018 also showed that open source still has some growing up to do.